Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Sadihei, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Dalad Amadeis at the Mishnah. Ma ben Pesach HaRishon L'Sheni, what's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? HaRishon also Bali Matze, HaSheni Chometz Matze Imo Bavayis. On Pesach Rishon it's prohibited to own Chometz, but on Pesach Sheni, both Chometz and Matze are with him in his house. HaRishon Ton Halel v'achilosei v'sheni einin ton halel v'achilosei v'ze to'unan hilal halel v'asiyosem. Pesach Rishon requires the recital of halel when it's eaten, but Pesach Sheni does not, but they both require halel in their performance. V'necholin tzli al matzah morim v'doichin es ha-shabbos, they're both eaten roasted with matzah mor, and they both override Shabbos. The Gemara says k'siv li'yashiv v'menu ad boike v'lechol ze mitzvasei shibay. The Gemara brings up the Pasuk, says in Bamidbar Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Beis, they may not leave from it until the morning, and this teaches that the positive commandment in order in the Korban itself to eat the Pesach Sheni. The Edsem Lo Yishpu, which you say, Yor Yishpu Boi, Ze Mitzvah Lo Yisar Sishiboi. And in that Pasuk it says that they may not break a bone in it, this teaches a negative commandment in the Korban itself. Ukshu Oime, Kuchol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisoi, Yochol Sheni Marbel, Biyo Chomitz, Lachilas Matzah, Kol Sheva, Tamiloima and Matzah Samoim Yechlu, Enechadava Chutz Megufoi, Makfoi, Elamatzoi Samoim Bovad. When the Pasuk says, in the same Pasuk before, they shall perform it with all of the laws of the Pesach, I might have included the requirement to destroy the Chometz and eat Matzah for 7 days. But the previous Pasuk says, they shall eat it with Matzah and Moor. The only external law that applies to it is to eat it with Matzah and Moor. Ukavishmol, Dubishmol, Omel, Klal, Uprat, Akol Bechlal, Yochol you call Hadvorim Akumaisai Tamalema al Matsais Umroim Yechlu Enechadava Chutzmik before Makvoi and Matsais Umroim Dolvad. This follows the Rishmol who said that Pratu Klal Akol Bechlal. If there's a detail followed by a general term, the general term includes everything. The Pasuk first said that they may not leave over until the morning, and then said that they perform it with all of the laws of the Pesach. From these phrases, one will include all of the laws of Pesach Rishon, and the Pasuk therefore says, they shall eat it with matzah moro, to teach that this is the only external law upon the korban itself that applies to Pesach Sheni. Is tani tani al sheni hu onesh koris al rishon einu onesh koris. A first brisa says that for Pesach Sheni he could be liable for koris, but not for Pesach Rishon. Is tani tani al rishon onesh koris al sheni einu onesh koris. The second brisa says that for Pesach Rishon he could be liable for koris, but not for Pesach Sheni. Is tani tani bein al rishon ben al sheni onesh koris. The third brisa says he could be liable for koris for both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. V'yitnai onesh koris elim kein le'aseh harishon. And the fourth brisa says he can only be liable for koris for Pesach Sheni if he did not perform Pesach Rishon. Mandama ala rishon hu onesh koris chato yisa barishon. The source of the first brisa that he's liable for koris for Pesach Rishon is a pasuk in Bamidbar Tes, pasuk Yud Gimel, he shall bear his sin, which refers to Pesach Rishon. Manda Amar Alasheni who onesh koris chetoy yisar b'sheni, and the source of the second brisa's opinion that he's liable for koris for Pesach Sheni is the same pasuk. This brisa reasons that it's referring to Pesach Sheni. Manda Ben Alarishon Ben Alasheni onesh koris chetoy yisar Ben Alarishon Ben Alasheni, and the source for the third brisa's opinion that he's liable for koris for both is the same pasuk, and this brisa reasons that it's referring to both Pesachs. Mandam ala sheni en onesh koris elim kein lo ases harishon ki korban Hashem vayikriv mayadoi barishon chetoy yisa b'sheni. The source for the fourth brisa's opinion that he's liable for koris for Pesach Sheni if he did not perform Pesach Rishon is the same pasuk that was said earlier again, for he did not sacrifice the korban of Hashem at its time, referring to Pesach Rishon. He shall bear his sin refers to Pesach Rishon if he also did not later bring Pesach Sheni. Am Rav Yochanan b'shem Rav Shimon ben Yosedek, k'siv, Ashiyeh lochem, kelel hifkadesh chag, bar leol pesach lelamed al mapalosi shasan chere, v'nimsa lomel menu, ma ze to'on halel, af ze to'on halel. Rav Yochanan quoting Rav Shimon ben Yosedek says that the Pasuk says, in Yishai, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Choftes, the song will be yours like the night of the consecration of the festival. The night of Pesach comes to teach about the downfall of Sancheriv, but it also teaches about the night of Pesach, that just as the downfall of Sancheriv requires halel, Pesach also requires halel. I ma ze ton chagiga, av ze ton chagiga. The Gemara asks, perhaps just as Pesach Rishon requires the korban chagiga, So Pesach Sheni requires a Korban Chagiga. Amar Bizeira, Kalel Hiskadish Chag, Eshu Ton Halel Ton Chagiga, Eshu Eina Ton Halel, Einai Ton Chagiga. The answer is the Bizeira, it's like the night of the consecration of the festival means Yom Tov, whatever requires Halel, which is Pesach Rishon, requires a Chagiga, whatever does not require Halel, which is Pesach Sheni, does not require a Chagiga. V'deiches HaTuma, the Gemara asks, does Pesach Sheni also override Tuma like Pesach Rishon? Amad kol atzmoi ein ba ele mepnei atuma, that amar deiches atuma. The answer is Pesach Sheni comes as a result of tuma on Pesach Rishon. So how could it be brought in tuma? Therefore, Pesach Sheni does not override tuma. We come up to the next Mishnah. HaPesach sheba b'tuma la yochel memenu zovin lezavis nidois v'yoldois v'im ochle p'turim et makaris. If a korban Pesach was brought in tuma, zovim, zavis, nidois, and yoldois may not eat from it. If they did, they're not punishable with karis. Rebbe Lezer poter af al bias mikdash. Rebbe Lezer also exempts them from karis for coming into the temple in the state of tumah. The Gemara says Tani, Rebbe Meir, Mechayev, Rebbe Shimon poter. The Baisa says that if a zav ate from a korban Pesach brought in tumah, Rebbe Meir says that he's liable for karis, and Rebbe Shimon says that he is exempt. My time at the Rebbe Shimon. Habasa kol toho yoichol basa vanefesh ashetoichol basa mizevach hashlamim eshu mutzul tahirim chayv malav mishim tumah. Yotza Pesach sheba b'tuma, yorich v'menet zovim v'zovis, nidois v'yoldis, esher eina muta l'tahirim, ein chayv malav, mishum tuma. The Gemara asks, what is Rabbi Shimon's source? And we bring from Vayikra Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yotes and Pasuk Chof, and Toho flesh, any Toho person may eat the flesh. A person who eats from the flesh of the Shlom offering, while he is Tomei, that soul shall be cut off, which is Kois. That which is permitted to Toho people makes a Tomei person liable. This excludes the Korban Pesach that is brought in Tumah that was eaten by Zavim, Zavis, Nidois, and Yoldois. That which is not permitted to Tahor people does not make a Tomei person liable for eating it. Achal, Oila, Achal, Emurim, Me'achashein, Mutzah, Tahirim, Inchayim, Alav. If one of those Tomei people ate from the Korban Oila or from the parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach of other Korbanos, since a Tahor person cannot eat them, therefore the Tomei person is not liable. Nichas Belaila, Nichas Kedim, Meshechois. The Gemara asks if a Zav entered the temple on the night of the 14th or on the daytime before the 6th hour, is he liable for Karis? And Rabbi Yossi in Sava, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi says this depends on whether or not Rabbi Lezer follows Rabbi Shimon that they are exempt for eating the Korban Pesach in the state of Tumah. If he does, he should also say that they are exempt for entering the temple. My timer, B'chol Kodesh lo Sigar, V'la Mikdash lo Savoy, Es Shehu Chayev al Achilef Kodesh, Chayev al Bi'es HaMikdash, Es Sheina Chayev al Achilef Kodesh, Eina Chayev al Bi'es HaMikdash. What's the source? It's Vayikra Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Dalad. You shall not touch any Kodesh and you shall not enter the temple. Whoever is liable for eating Kodesh will be liable for entering the temple. Whoever is not liable for eating Kodesh will not be liable for entering the temple. In Yisba, Rabbi Shimon, Kareb Lezer. Similarly, it depends on whether or not Rabbi Shimon follows Rabbi Lezer and that they would also be exempt for entering the temple. Ma'atayim v'chol Kodesh loisiga v'lem ha-migdash loisavoy es shu chayev al bi'es ha-migdash chayev al achilas Kodesh v'es shu eina chayev al bi'es ha-migdash eina chayev al achilas Kodesh. And what's the source? It's the pasuk earlier, you shall not touch any Kodesh and you shall not enter the temple. Whoever is liable for entering the temple will be liable for eating Kodesh. Whoever is not liable for entering the temple will not be liable for eating Kodesh.